What was that?
We've started. So Flash.
Yes, specifically the newest episode.
Yeah, episode 15, 14?
I think 15.
15.
I think.
Hang on, I'll check now.
Check.
Install them.
It's good to see that we've sort of done our research before starting this.
Yep.
We really don't think about stuff too much. We just.
15, yeah.
Okay. Ooh, I guessed right.
That episode was fucking mental.
It was insane.
You've got weather wizards, you've got tsunamis, you've got wind.
You got bad people.
You got crying Spaniards.
Got death.
You've got more crying.
Wibbly wobbly, dimey wimey stuff.
Ugh. I just hate Doctor Who, so.
Well, you didn't used to.
Now I do.
I know you do, and I know the reason you do.
Yeah, bollocks. I'm in Flash.
Yeah. What to say specifically? It definitely was insane.
Yeah.
I
I see that whole like scene between Harrison Wells and Sisko. I was like, oh my God, oh.
yeah, that was nuts. It give
Make
me.
noises while I was watching them that I'm not proud of.
Would have been noises that people thought something else was going on.
Yeah.
Okay. But
Oh, I'm stretching. Hang on.
during
Oh, stretch.
that
Yeah.
scene between those two, it did take me back to like the face-off between Thorne and Wells.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
Even though that
Shit's
scene
going
was
down.
much shorter.
It's just got the same sort of thing of, oh my God, shit's going down.
Yeah.
And then you get fucking Harrison Miles' entire explanation of who he is and why he's there.
Yes.
Which was nice.
Harrison Wells, who isn't actually his real name.
No, it's Eobard Thorne.
Yes. So he's officially Professor Zoom now.
Yep. When Captain Singh got shocked and was paralyzed,
Yeah.
I thought he was going to become a Hunter Zolomon.
I'll be honest, the scene between. Should we just say that there's going to be spoilers throughout this?
We've just followed the punch.
Yeah. There's a couple
I'll
more,
put a
though.
we can put like a spoiler disclaimer at the start of the video.
Yeah, with massive sirens and stuff.
Yeah. Anyway.
But it's like.
So at the end, Barrow goes back in time, like a couple of days, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming it's a couple of days. It could be a day, it could be a week.
Yeah.
Because it is not 15 years back in time.
Yeah. Harry travels in time.
Yep.
Twice, technically.
What do you mean?
Well, once, but he sees it twice. He experiences it twice.
What are you on about?
But when Barry time travels,
Yeah.
in a way, he experiences it twice.
How?
Because it happens midway through the episode where he sees his future self
Yeah.
running alongside him, and then at the end, he sees his old self running alongside him.
Right. I wouldn't really call it experiencing time travel. I guess I'll just.
He saw himself twice.
Yeah.
Which. Sounds a bit
Which,
stupid.
according to Doc Brown, would destroy the time continuum, but oh well, I
Yeah.
guess it didn't. Not when there's speed force on your side.
Bet the Flash would give Doc Brown like an aneurysm or something.
Well, yeah, because he faints when he sees Marty again.
Yeah. Back to the
Any, anyway,
future.
anyway.
Yeah. What else happens?
Barry reveals himself to Iris and then travels back in time, so it doesn't matter anymore.
Not the way he wanted to.
No.
Because there
But now
was.
he knows that she likes him. So.
Yeah.
It's not like there's other, it's not like other things where it's like, oh, the time travel back in time. So now I know that ever matters.
Yeah.
There is still some progression. Like he knows that Iris likes him.
Do you think that's going to be sort of a weird thing now? Like,
But you,
he knows that Iris likes him, so he's. Maybe gonna be a bit cocky about it.
honestly, because I'd say he's gonna fucking confront her about it pretty quickish.
I don't know. He took a long time to confront her about it the first time.
Not what do you mean?
Like when he told her that he liked her.
No, but that's a different thing. He didn't know if she likes him back. Now he knows that she likes him back. He's gonna fucking ask her about it and stuff.
Yeah, but that's gonna piss off Eddie.
And it would have pissed him before when she told him, and then they made out.
Yeah, I suppose so.
What do you mean you suppose so that Eddie would be pissed off if Larry kissed her?
He's gonna be pissed off.
Yeah, but he would have been pissed off either way.
Yeah, but the first time it happened, he wouldn't have needed to know.
But he would have found out.
How? He is a police officer.
It's easy drama for a TV show.
He is a police officer as well.
He's a detective.
That's sort of their job.
Yeah, like a fucking detective wish. I know that Barry likes Iris. He's a detective. He detects.
But that all happened. That all happens whilst the tsunami's
going. Well, I guess he didn't really need to detect with Barry because his love for Iris was so obvious. A man in prison could fucking see it.
Yeah. But that all happened whilst a tsunami was coming towards the city.
Yeah.
Get your priorities straight.
Yeah, I thought it's like, well, do you guys not want to, you know, save that for until after everyone's lives are in danger?
But it was such an interesting episode because so much happened.
Yeah. There was a lot of emotions at once.
Like, I didn't want to pause it whilst watching it. That's how interested I was.
Did you pause it a lot while watching it anyway?
I usually pause it like a couple of times to do other things. And then sometimes I get distracted and open it up again.
I just watch it all the way through and then bring the time code up so often.
I can get distracted. I do something else. I go back to it and it's like, shit, I've been away from this for like an hour. But this...
So when we were talking before, you were talking about how we know more than other people do about the show.
And how I'd say we know a little bit more. There's obviously people who know more than us.
No, I'm saying like, what do we know about the show that other people don't know?
I meant more about the Flash than the actual show.
Right.
We know more about the Flash than what your generic TV watcher knows.
Okay, so, and then you said something about how the time travel wasn't obvious that he time traveled.
No, well, when I watch something, I try to watch it like, objectively, from the point of view of someone, the point of view of someone who doesn't like to have opinions of it before going in and right. stuff like that. And when he was sort of time traveling the first time,
that wasn't obvious because I didn't think he was time traveling immediately. I was a reverse flash.
I was like, oh, something weird's going on here.
Well, I thought it was reverse flash because to me the suit looked yellow. And then I watched it back, it's like, man, it's red. What I'm doing.
It did look yellow from just watching it the first time. Mm. I didn't watch it a second time, but it looked yellow. So I was like.
I watched it a second time after the episode finished just to make sure it was him.
I was like, is Wells sort of doing good? Because he thought so, that Barry like, can do
like,
it.
I saw it was Barry's head. Was like, is that Barry in a yellow flash suit?
Yeah.
What's going on?
But. Then it came to the second time.
Yeah.
And you made the very good point that it was at the same sort of location slash scene.
Yeah.
And to me, it's sort of hard to explain because the first time, like you said, it wasn't obvious. But the second time, it was a bit more obvious that something had happened. It wasn't specific 100% on what had happened.
What do you mean it was specific? It was very specific time travel. You went back in time, you know.
But, like, there wasn't a massive banner saying he did it.
But it's like... It didn't need to be. He went, like, in the earlier episode, he saw himself, whatever, and he stops in that little junction and sees some kids do whatever. The lady shouting at the cab.
And, like, it was...
You can see it's, like, a pretty sort of...
It was two dogs jumping at each other.
Of lighting and stuff.
Yeah, it was two dogs jumping.
He goes back
to the
second time, and all stuff's happening exactly the same as it before. But so I was like, not.
By the time I got to that point, after watching the whole thing in one hit, it was like deja vu. It was sort of like, I've seen this before, but where? And then obviously it clicked.
It was 20 minutes later.
20 minutes is a lot of time for someone like me. Believe me. But
I still understand how you could not know that was time travel just by looking at it.
Just looking at it, I was sort of like, okay. Looking at it, I didn't immediately click to That was time travel. I'll be honest there.
What did you immediately click to?
I immediately went to a similar thing is happening to earlier.
What do you mean?
I could tell it was similar to when it happened the first time, but I didn't see it as exactly the same.
You know, it was exactly the same.
It was exactly the same, I know that. But I didn't at the time.
So what did you think was going on when he went back in time the first time? Not the first time, when he went back in time?
When it actually happened, going back in time, I was thinking, because I didn't realize he had actually gone back in time.
Yeah, I got that. But what did you think happened?
I thought he had actually gone into the Speed Force. Was inside it. Because in the comics...
So, the Speed Force is a rainy junction in Central City.
Yes. In the comics, the Speed Force, when Barry goes into it...
Tunnel of Yellow Lightning.
In the comic I'm reading, which is Volume 2...
Well, is that the one with loads of pictures of stuff that's happened?
In the new 52 Volume 2 of The Flash...
Hang on, I'll just look up that.
From what I remember, the Speed Force starts off as pictures of memories and stuff like that, and then it's a desert sort of thing with sand bridges and everything like that, like yellow mountains, and he's walking through that with people that have got lost there. But it from what I've read, the Speed Force is a very strange place to go, and I thought he had just entered into the Speed Force because it looked like a sort of weird place to me.
Right.
That's what I was trying to say earlier. It looked like he was actually inside the Speed Force.
How though? Because it's just a rainy junction. Why would it be a rainy junction with everything that happened before?
Because to me, the way they emphasized everything that was going around, the woman calling for the cab, the two dogs that were there, the way they were emphasizing those details just made it seem sort of weird to me.
Yeah, it was weird because he went back in time. That doesn't happen every day.
Yeah, but the way I was looking at it, I thought he was actually inside the Speed Force, not traveling through time.
Why would that be in the Speed Force?
What a weird looking place.
No, why just that situation be in the Speed Force? Why not his encounter with Wells or his mum's death, whatever?
Because they're maybe trying to convey the Speed Force in a different way.
But why, though?
What do you mean, why?
What's the point?
What's the point of showing it differently?
What's the point of showing it at all right now?
I don't know. It's really confusing.
You're just confusing me.
Yeah, but I I'm trying to look at it objectively.
Objectively doesn't mean, well, that must be the Speed Force. Because the person doesn't know what the Speed Force is.
Yeah, but that's from my point of view. From anyone else's point of view, especially if they've only watched this one episode, they'd be like, what the fuck?
Why have I only watched this one episode?
Because they're weird and don't have a life.
I don't think the average Joe is weird and doesn't have a life. I think if they're watching the show, they've watched it from the start. Or at least know enough of it to be watching it.
Or maybe someone just joined in today and are going to catch up on all the old ones.
But there's also all the previously at the start.
Valid point.
And the previously, I don't think there's anything previously about Speed Force. I think it's just all just time travel.
I don't remember hearing anything about time travel in the previously.
Well, my point is in the previously, I don't think there's anything about Speed Force in the previously.
Well, they haven't really mentioned the Speed Force at all.
Yeah, they mentioned it once when you had the thing on.
That's a lot of less times than time travel.
Yeah.
I think it's just I really want there to be a Speed Force, properly shown. What?
Just don't understand.
What don't you understand?
How your head could go to Speed Force before time travel when all they've talked about the last couple of episodes is time travel.
Because Speed Force is part of time travel.
It's not, though. Time travel's part of time travel. Speed Force is just what gives the speedsters the powers.
But they can use it to time travel.
Well, they can't. Use speed to time travel.
But in the thing I'm reading now, Barry uses it to travel to a different continent.
That's not time. That's a different place.
You go through time zones.
That's fuck off.
We've been arguing about this since midday.
Well, that's a bit of an exaggeration. We argue about it a little bit from midday, then we stopped eight for ages, got to be off.
Yeah. But this has been an argument that's sort of lasted since midday.
Yeah, because even after that hours of hours thinking, I still can't understand what the fuck you're trying to say.
It's nearly midnight and we still haven't come to an agreement. I mean, I completely understand where you're coming from, even if you don't know where I'm coming from.
I really don't know where you're coming from.
Like, obviously, you...
Sorry, there's a lot of pauses here, guys. I'm just trying to put together in my head what the fuck he's trying to say.
Like, obviously, we know that it was time travel.
Yeah.
But my head didn't instantly go to time travel when I watched it. Like, when you said it was time travel, I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But when I watched it myself, it didn't immediately click to time travel. But I think maybe time travel was in my head as a possibility of what it was.
But your head went, no, this must be Speed Force.
No, my head went, maybe this could be Speed Force. Maybe this could be whilst Barry was running along the beach, he inhaled mushrooms. And he's on.
Real mushrooms wouldn't do anything to him. His metabolism's too fast.
Maybe it was magic.
Maybe you're just a fucking moron.
No. I mean, yeah, I completely agree with you that it's time travel. It's just my head didn't go to that straight away. My head was either that was time travel, or it was Speed Force, or it was something else. But I don't know what that something else was.
Because that could be anything else than just time travel or Speed Force, but even Speed Force is a bit flaky.
You sort of get where I'm coming from now?
I really don't.
Fuck's sake. It was so hard to get that I wasn't 100% sure what it was straight away.
Because it was so obvious.
It wasn't.
It really was.
Yeah, it couldn't have been if I didn't get it.
Well.
What?
Never mind.
No.
People watching slash listen to this, tell us what you thought it was, if you watched it. If you didn't, why are you watching this video?
And don't just agree with him to make me look
right.
Like an idiot.
You're doing that fine by yourself.
Be legitimate. What did you think it was?
Just say either time travel or whatever else you thought it was, or Speed Force or whatever.
I expect there's at least a couple of people out there who were confused by the whole thing.
Blind people, maybe.
Wow.
Well, they'd be confused, wouldn't they?
Well, they'd be confused because it was just a load of noises.
Yeah.
That's actually quite a good point.
Sorry if I'm being mean, but I just really don't understand what the fuck you're trying to say.
But that wasn't the only big thing that happened this episode. Let's get off of that, because obviously it's going nowhere.
So you're just digging yourself a massive hole.
I'm not digging myself a massive hole. I know what I thought. I know what I now know. And we're in agreement now.
But we're not.
Well, I am. I agree that it was time travel now, because that makes the most sense.
You agreed it was time travel before.
What?
You agreed that it was time travel before, didn't you?
Yeah.
Would it make any difference if we agreed it's time travel now?
I agreed with you before, and I'm agreeing with you again now.
There's still a fucking mystery to that.
I agreed with you before, and I'm agreeing with you again now that it was time travel.
Why bring that up?
Why bring what up? What?
If nothing's changed, why bring it up?
Because I'm very...
If we always agreed that it was time travel, why even mention it?
Why even mention what?
Why even mention that you agreed it was time travel if you did, if you always agreed it was time travel?
As soon as you said time travel to me,
yeah,
that was what made sense to me. Before you said time travel to me, my brain was sort of like, could it be this or could it be this? That is not difficult to understand.
Pretty hard to understand. See, that's what I'm doing in my head right now. Every time you say, well, it could have been this or this.
It wasn't obvious to me, okay?
No, not okay.
Why not okay?
So I've got to talk to you fucking for hours.
You've got to talk to me for hours?
Yeah, for the podcast.
Yeah?
I'm not sure if I can handle it if you're going to keep being so mysterious.
I'm not being mysterious.
Like an enigma wrapped in a question.
Oh...
Anyway, Reverse Flash.
Yes.
That was fucking cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was... I'll be honest, that little scene is the first scene out of all these things we've covered that actually nearly made me cry.
It didn't make me cry.
Wait, you heartless bastard.
No. It means... No. Every other emotional scene in the Flash made me cry. That one didn't. That was because I fucking hate this character.
But it means no more trumpet stuff.
We went back in time, so there's no fucking...
So there'd be more trumpet stuff.
Yeah.
Good.
Like, that's the point of time travel. So like all those revelations are like moot.
But Barry doesn't yet know that Sisko died.
Sisko didn't die, he's back in time.
So they're just going to completely ignore what happened over the couple of days before he travelled back in time?
I don't think they'll ignore it completely. I think they'll just sort of find ways to, like... So I'm pretty sure that account is going to happen again in a different way because Sisko's too smart for that, but...
Yeah, but it's going to happen again because Barry doesn't know it's going to happen, so he can't do anything to try and stop it from happening again.
Trying to go over the episode again in my head.
Because Sisko was looking at the machine.
Yeah.
Where they last saw Reverse Flash.
I'm just trying to think, because before that he...
And then Caitlin...
That's Caitlin to take.
Yeah. Caitlin and Wills were in the coffee shop.
You see jitters, whatever.
And then Wills said to get the drinks to go.
And he super speeded away.
Yeah. So no one really knew where he went. Barry was off with Iris, wasn't he, at that point?
I think Barry was off trying to save Joe.
Yeah, with Iris.
Yeah, so if Barry stops Weather Wizard, like, before that point, before he kidnaps Joe, then he won't be not around to Reverse Flash to start fucking shit up again.
Yeah. Yeah, then, yeah. It could still happen, and then there's a confrontation between Wells and Barry.
I wanted it to happen without Sisko dying, and I want it to happen with Barry and Wells.
Yeah.
Or at least have it with Barry in the room.
How did that make you feel, considering you thought that it was going to be Sisko that Wells said the sun thing to?
I thought it was going to be Barry.
Yeah, I know you thought it was going to be Barry, but what? What were you thinking when it was actually Sisko?
Oh, I just thought, oh, so he's on Sisko, fair enough.
Okay.
Because they sort of cemented that at the start when they were watching films together.
Yeah. That was...
I'm trying to think back to, like, was that bit of the film, was that genuine emotion? Like, was he genuinely, like, enjoying his time with Sisko, or was he just like...
I'm going to kill you later.
Well, I don't think it was like, I'm going to kill you, because like, he didn't know that Sisko would find out. But was he, like, actually enjoying his time with Sisko, or was he just sort of, like, putting on a face?
I'd like to think he's
actually enjoying it. Because he did say that he's fond of Sisko, he's like a son to him, so.
Yeah.
But then he also said, you've been dead for centuries.
Hmm.
That was a fucking cold line.
Yeah.
To me, you've been dead for centuries.
What did he actually do? Did he, like...
He vibrated his hand through his chest.
So that would have, like, exploded his heart or something.
Well...
Or could he have grabbed his spine and... He killed him.
Yeah, so it's all you really need to know.
That was a really... I found that so impressive between those two.
Yeah, that was good that I acted.
Just that moment as a whole. Sisko sort of offering to help him, then...
He's like, yeah, you're smart. And so I'm vibrating his hand. He's like, but you're not that smart.
See, it was at that point when he started to vibrate his hand. It's like, he's going to smack him.
No, I thought he was going to do what he did, put his hand to his chest.
I thought he was just... I was, for like a split second, I was like, he's just going to smack him and walk away.
Why would you... Why wouldn't... What?
No.
He's doing it again.
No, I thought he was going to be like, he's going to smack him, but because
smack
his...
death or just smack him?
I was like, smack him, but because his hand's vibrating so much, it's going to do a lot more damage than what it would normally do and, like, break his neck or something.
Right. Okay.
See, you seem to understand that a lot better.
Well, that's because you still thought Sisko was going to die.
Yeah.
If you said, oh, he's just going to slap him and walk away, then I would have been a bit...
Worried.
A bit confused. So I would have been like, well, why would he just not kill him?
Because he offered to help.
And risk Sisko telling Barry.
Because he offered to help. And at this point in time, to me, Wells / Thorn / Professor Zoom is more powerful than Barry.
Yeah, he is.
That's all I really wanted to say about that.
Then you said something else about how Wells might have engineered the time travel or something.
Huh?
When we were talking earlier, you said something about how Wells...
I said about how a confrontation between... Because this is how I saw the time travel stuff happening, is that a confrontation between Wells and Barry made time travel possible.
But time travel would have always been possible because it's a physics thing.
But they made it physically happen.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it wasn't possible.
I'm saying that a confrontation between those two, because they're both speedsters, actually made them time travel.
So wait, are you talking about the time travel that happened in this episode? Are you talking about the time travel that happened 15 years ago?
Time travel that happened 15 years ago.
Right. Well, not 50. It would happen in the future, but it went back in time 15.
Yeah, it goes back to 15 years.
Time travel!
That's what I'm saying. A confrontation between those two would have made it happen. But, as you just said in this episode, where Wells kills Sisko and says you've been dead for centuries,
yeah,
that kind of threw my idea out the window. Because that's how I wanted it to happen. Like a confrontation between Wells and...
Oh, so you wanted this episode then to go back and kill Barry's mom?
Huh?
So you wanted, in this episode you wanted them to fight and then go back in time and Barry's mom would get killed?
No. I'm saying that in the episode where they decide to sort of show you what happens, there's a confrontation between Wells and Barry, which...
I just thought back to an entirely different episode entirely. You know when Sisko finds Barry's adult blood?
Yeah.
And he goes to Joe and says, this is Barry's blood. And yeah. Joe's like, well, yeah, he was in the house.
Yeah.
Why would Joe say that? Because Barry was blocks away and was unharmed. So wouldn't he immediately just go, holy shit?
Well, he was in the house to start off with.
Yeah, but he wasn't. But he didn't have a scratch on him when they found him.
Plus the height of the blood
also,
on the wall.
Also, that's a lot of blood for a little boy.
Plus the height of the blood for what Barry was.
Yeah.
Could have just assumed that it was maybe
So that little scene, Joe was a bad detective.
Yeah.
But again, I guess it was 15 years ago at that point, so I guess he wouldn't remember all the facts.
Yeah.
But then again, he was detecting it. he was looking at all the clues and stuff.
Yeah.
Recently, so I guess he would have been refreshed. No, would have been refreshed because it's such a big deal. But, well, back to the current episode. So, what were you about the confrontation making them go back in time? When would that have happened?
Like, whenever the show felt it was ready to explain how, like, Barry's mum died and everything like that.
But we know how Barry's mum died.
Yes, we know how Barry's mum died, but showing us, like, the whole series of events that led up to it happening.
Right.
There's a confrontation between Professor Zoom and Flash.
Yeah.
And
Just call him Harrison Wells. That'll be easier to understand.
Okay. They're going so fast that it causes them to travel through time, and it takes them back to that point, and sort of Barry's mum was a thing that Wells did to get at Barry, in a way. This is just what I wanted to happen, not what I...
When would this confrontation have happened?
Like, towards the end of the series?
The entire series or just season one?
Whenever they decided to finish off the Wells story.
Why would that finish off the Wells story? Because he'd still be around.
Because then they can bring in Grodd.
But Grodd's already in the show.
But he's not fighting
Barry.
He's
working with Harrison Wells.
He's not fighting Barry yet.
But he's already in the show. He's working with Harrison Wells. At the moment,
we've seen Wells.
Grodd's only a thing because Harrison Wells was back in time anyway.
We've only seen Grodd twice. Technically, only seen him once.
Or three times.
Three times.
Yeah, first in the cage, second when the workers go down, and third when he rapes Island.
Cage?
Yeah, in episode 4 or 5, when he walks up and says, I won't let them hurt you. And it's just you see like a gorilla in the cage.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We haven't seen him a lot, though. And he's not a proper enemy of Barry yet.
No, but like...
And getting rid of Wells...
How getting rid of Wells make Grodd a better, more important character? Since Wells is the one that's doing all the stuff for Grodd.
If Wells is doing the stuff for Grodd, that kind of suggests that Grodd's sort of stuck down there. If Wells wasn't there, Grodd would start to have to, like, come to the surface in a way. And that would cause shit.
But the only reason he's out of the cage in the first place is because of Wells.
But if Wells was dead...
What are you talking about?
Like if present day...
You mean if he died?
Like, Wells has let out Grodd, yeah, and made him in the scissors into Grodd. And then they would have gone back in time, like him and Barry. And Wells would have been killed. So that would have been present day Wells. So Wells would have still let out Grodd and everything.
But Wells didn't exist before that point in the house.
Yeah.
How would Wells still be around after Barry kills him then?
No. When he was around before the whole time traveling thing that killed Barry's mum, yes?
No, he wasn't. He's from the future.
Yeah, but you know when they time travel back to Barry's mum's place?
Yeah.
And kill her, that would have been the newest version of Wells. Which means everything Wells has done up to that point still exists. And if the newest version of Wells is killed, that doesn't stop all the other stuff from happening.
What?
It makes unbelievable sense.
Unbelievably shit sense?
How does it make unbelievably shit sense?
Because before the year 2000,
yes,
where Nora was killed,
yeah,
Wells didn't exist before that point. So how will there be another Wells?
No, there's only one Wells.
Yeah. So how would killing him back then?
No, not killing him. Not
before then, Grodd wasn't a thing.
No, Wells started to exist.
I guess my question is, why would they kill Wells back in time? Because that would make no sense.
No, not go back in time to kill Wells. Because both Barry.
No, 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 no. All I'm talking about is why would the show kill Wells back in time?
Just not killing Wells back in time at all. Killing present day Wells.
It's the same Wells. It's one guy.
It's the newest version of Wells, though.
I need a diagram.
I can try and make you a diagram. I'll actually make you a diagram and send it through you to try and make this.
I guess it's
clearer.
Just trying to explain the time travel to us, like, completely yet. Because
yeah.
When Barry time traveled this episode, there should have been another Barry at that spot where he stopped.
Yeah. But I'm doing this sort of like from. Unless they're doing it as. Like, if there's two instances, they sort of merge into one.
Yeah. Because otherwise, that point where Wells killed Barry's mom, there would have been all the other Wells and all the other Barrys.
Yeah.
Back in time.
But it's like, I'm trying to explain this from, because obviously we're both doing this on our perception of what time travel is.
I'm doing this on the perception of what the show's time travel is.
Yeah, I'm doing that too, sort of. I'm doing it on a mixed ground between my perception of it and the show's perception of it.
Which is a very good way of doing it.
I will send you my diagram of what I mean. Hopefully that will help.
Okay. And I bet don't just have no. No means yes. Is that a rape joke? Wacka wacka.
So good.
Yeah. Anyway. So, the confrontation that makes him go back in time.
Yeah.
When would that happen in the show? Would that so they allowed happen at the end of the season? I guess. Whenever.
The confrontation that puts them both back in time.
Yeah.
When, basically, the show. Because once again, this is what I wanted to see happen in a way. And what made most sense to me, that the confrontation between those two make the time travel happen. And that happens when the show feels sort of like they want to show all the events that led up to Barry's mum dying. When they felt like it was a good time to do it. I didn't have a time when I wanted it to happen. I just wanted it to happen. And I didn't have a time where I thought the show had specifically set out when they wanted to do it, just when they wanted to do it. It makes sense.
I'm just thinking, hang on. So, what do you think, how do you think the time travel that Barry did in this episode happened then?
Him going super fast and on the beach.
Okay. Because earlier on, because it was text-based, I guess, I just, like, the way you were phrasing it just made me think that you thought somehow that Wells engineered Barry's time travel this episode, back in time.
No. Because with my, like, ideal way of them first showing off the time travel that killed Barry's mum, that was sort of flawed in a way.
Yeah.
Because time travel had existed. No, it's not flawed. Don't worry.
No, go on.
I thought it was flawed because obviously Wells had already travelled back from the future to get Barry to sort of make the Speed Force and time travel possible.
Well, no, he went back in time to kill Barry, young Barry.
Yeah. But then I remembered that happens in the future, so time travel was already there. I thought that was the flaw, but it's not.
No, time travel's always been there. It's a physics thing.
Yeah, but them physically doing it.
Right.
When I say when they time travel, I mean that when they physically do it, not just as a theory.
So wait, you thought that. Fuck, this is so, so confusing.
Explain what you think I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying. That's the problem.
It's coming out quite simple in my mind.
It's Like when that's because you know what you're on about.
I'm trying to derp it down.
Well, you're derping down too much because you're using like really weird analogies. What you're trying to say?
I'm not using any analogies.
What's the problem?
What's that problem?
I don't know.
I thought analogies would make it more confusing.
She ran her ladder. So imagine a tray.
We've really strayed off this current episode, haven't we?
We haven't. We're still in the episode. I'm just trying to... So, time travel.
Yeah.
Time travel's confusing as fuck.
As you can see, it's kind of brought difficulty to this marriage of sorts. Hello?
I'm thinking.
What are you thinking about now?
Just trying to think of all of my words to say. So... Fucking hell. I'm going to go back to the conversation that we had earlier. Hang on.
Okay. I will say to anybody who's listening to this, originally this was just sort of supposed to be a review.
Was it? I thought it was meant to be a discussion about what the fuck you're trying to say earlier on.
It was sort of supposed to be about both, but like the second part sort of mainly taken over.
So, no, no. Time travel. People stupid. No.
I did say that, didn't I?
Yep.
Sorry.
But, like, I agree that people are stupid, but they're not that stupid.
Well.
They're not like, duh, what did he do?
I know a couple of people who could have been like that.
So the assumption we made that during a battle bears between the two of them, they make time travel happen and it makes them back to that moment. Barry witnessing his mother's death makes him as powerful as Thor. So what do you mean that Barry witnessing his mother's death makes him as powerful as Thor? Do you mean it just like gives him the will, like it goes to that mental barrier?
Yeah.
And it makes him go as fast as Thor can.
Like it unlocks any extra stuff he had that he couldn't access before because he didn't have sort of the anger there.
Because he didn't know he could do it.
Yeah.
But then after he sees his mum die, he sort of gets the wherewithal to like sort of try it, I guess.
Yeah, like when he realizes that he was there to try and stop it.
The Speed Force tells him that he can do it, essentially.
Yeah. And then he does it. And then he kicks Will's ass.
Thor explains to Cisco, he's talking as if he was the only one who wasn't the only one. Hang on. Thor explains to Cisco, he's talking as if he was the only one there. Well, let's see. What he meant to say was, when Thor was explaining to Cisco, he was talking as if he wasn't the only one there. What do you mean?
From what I remember of the conversation that Cisco and Wells had, Wells was talking in a way as if he was the only person there at Barry's house when he was younger. But then, like, Barry showed up or something.
But he wasn't the only person there.
Yes, I know he wasn't the only person there.
Because Barry was there. And his mum was there, and his dad was there. Older Barry was there.
Yeah, but he said he went back there with the intention to kill young Barry.
Yeah.
Which makes it sound like in the beginning he was on his own there. And then Barry turns up, like older Barry turns up. And that puts sort
see,
of...
See, I thought it was...
That sort of puts...
See, what I thought it was like, the reason how they had a confrontation that makes the time travel back to 2000. And then he's like, he's losing the fight or whatever, so he goes back in time to try and kill young Barry. Old Barry follows him. They have a fight, and then the, like, ensuing hijinks, he kills Barry's mum.
Yeah.
Like Barry whisks himself away.
Oh.
And then, while Barry's gone whisking himself away, Thorn kills Barry's mum.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought he was talking about.
That makes sense. But then there's what I was thinking as well.
Which like, was, he went there of his own accord, and somehow Barry found out he went there. So Barry goes back in time on a completely different... What was that? So Barry goes back... So Barry went back...
Actually, no, what you just said...
Yeah?
...is what I was trying to say earlier.
Okay.
Like, pretty much exactly what you said... is what I was trying to explain earlier, but I have the slight difference of in an attempt during their battle to stop Barry. He goes back to kill young Barry. Like, they go, but both go back at the same time, but appear at different times.
But why would they?
Like, Wells turns up first.
But he didn't, though.
I know he didn't. I'm just saying.
Why are you saying that, then?
Like, because it seems obvious.
Because it is.
No. It seems like both Barry and Wells are in his mum's house at the exact same time.
Yeah.
So they could have gone back in time in a different location, which means Wells starts to go there and Barry follows him.
But if Barry's fast enough to time travel now, why isn't Wells fast enough to time travel now? I'm just completely ditching that train of thought and coming to a new one.
Okay.
You know, he says that he's not fast enough, whatever, to get out
of
this
time. Yeah, he needs Barry's help to make him time travel again.
Because he can time travel back before by himself.
Yeah. But then he's got
Unless...
He's got that, like...
Barry went back in time to stop his mum from being killed.
Mm.
And somehow Wells piggybacked off of him or something.
But then have you seen that, like... recharging key he has on his suit.
The tachyon thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you able to explain what that is, or don't we know?
We know what it is. It's something which, like, helps particles reach faster than light speed. And from what I can tell, he was using it to keep his, like, either increase or keep his connection to the Speed Force.
Yeah. So maybe... Because this might sound really convoluted. This is all assumption. Maybe in the future there's more of those things than what there is now. And there's not enough now for him to travel as far as he wants to.
But why would he need more than one?
More than one what?
Are you talking about more than one tachyon device?
Yeah.
Why would he need more than one?
Because maybe there's, like, it's more... powerful in the future? I'm not sure what tachyons even are. Are they like things floating in the air, or is it something produced by that machine?
Well, I felt like just quantum particles in the show at least, but...
So in like the Flash universe, are they something created by that piece of equipment, or are they just sort of floating around?
They're around.
Yeah.
I just found that the piece of equipment uses, like, it just sort of...
harnesses it? Sort of harnesses it.
Kind of, yeah.
So maybe there's more...
Yeah, because like, tachyons aren't like a nitrogen or something that's in the air. It's sort of like a fundamental particle of the universe, whatever.
Yeah. But it could be, like I said, there's more tachyons in the future to harness.
No, there's no more or less of tachyons. They're always just around. They just are. There's not more of them or less than them.
Okay. I was just trying to think of a reason why he's not able to travel.
Yeah, I guess it just comes from a point of we're trying to decipher what's going on when we don't have all the facts.
Yeah. Like, if he doesn't have enough to travel back, why did he have enough to travel in the first place?
Yeah.
Like, was it a complete accident?
Well, it wasn't a complete accident, because he specifically said he went back in time to kill young Larry.
Yeah. Because
if it was an accident, he would have said something like, I went back in time and I thought I'd kill young Barry.
Yeah, because if I remember rightly, in the comics, Professor Zoom as a child was sort of...
obsessed with Flash.
Yeah, and then didn't he try to sort of join Flash in some way? And ended up hating him.
Yeah.
Which is why he travelled back
in... Syndrome from Incredibles.
Yeah, and travelled back in time to basically destroy Flash's life. In the comics, at least.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. I just want to know why he hasn't been able to travel back since the beginning.
Yeah.
This is making me question the entire existence of Wells, and I don't want to do that.
How long have we been talking about this?
Like... just under an hour, maybe?
Fuck me.
Maybe a bit more? A lot of it was picking up what I said.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll end it there.
Yes.
And just, we both don't know what the fuck's going on.
I think that's probably the safest way to leave it.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
It is. Well, he was pork.
He was being.
We'll see you another time.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.